Hey, it's Nikki Violetta and Whip, and we are here with Mixed Mornings. It's our podcast, and you know, we got very serious and got some good answers this morning from the comforting voice of Dr. Kevin Most. Always great to hear from him.
And also, we're so sad as we explored the wide-ranging world of breakup songs.
Or we're more just angry.
Well, that too.
And we also talked about exotic cars, or maybe just unexpected ones. I told my story about the 16-passenger van, so take a listen.
Where's my juice box? That 2 o'clock hits, most of us just down, you know, the crash. And hey, real bad for us.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an early riser, if you're up right now, you know. So we're looking for ways to keep your energy level up throughout the day. Text us at 60123. You can even go have lunch or dinner at Shaw's Crab House.
Oh, my God.
For having an amazing way to keep us awake.
That's
how
a
exciting.
Reason. That's a reason to live.
I know.
Not
right?
only just to stay awake. That's like, I am literally going to continue living today so I can get to that dinner tonight.
It is such a good place.
Yeah.
So you've been getting some great texts of ways to keep us up that are beyond just coffee, slapping ourselves in the face.
Yeah, a lot of creative ideas, a lot of great options here. So I'm going to run through them. Maybe, Nikki, you and I give Whip suggestions, and you pick the final winner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you chug like 9 cups of coffee a day.
I do. So in fact, feel like I need another one right now, so let's get to it quick.
We need to get you another suggestion.
All right, so 847 says, I just constantly snack all day long, and that helps me. 630 says, Verb energy bars, and then a 15-minute walk around the house or office. 708 says, a Peloton ride re-energizes me.
Oh, there you go.
Nikki.
Yep.
847 says, if you take 12 ounces of water, add some salt, and then apple cider vinegar with lemon, it will rehydrate you and give you a boost.
I want to print that out and do that today. It's very specific.
Yeah, okay. Very specific. And I think that also helps you, like, manage your, like, metabolism. That's what I've heard.
Okay.
708 from Amanda. She says, a middle-of-the-day quick... Oh, okay. So Amanda says...
I have an idea where that might be going. Is that what she's...
Yeah. She
really?
Says just like quick some alone time with her husband will get those brain chemicals flowing and helps me get through the day. Amanda, you're making me blush.
See, I don't think that would take all the rest of the energy out of you, but I don't know nothing.
Two different reactions to that. 708, I have a toddler. They force you to stay up, so Amanda, be careful.
That's true.
847 from Taylor. I do a squat workout for 15 minutes. And it gets my blood flowing. Another 847. I just do a bowl of cereal at 3 p.m.
Oh, that's nice
and easy.
Well, Fruit Loops, maybe.
Yeah.
773, Lori says, I eat hot tamale candies. And it's an instant sugar high and heats me up. 219, last but not least, my staff and I do laps around the building to refresh. It's a 3-story building. We love it, but I'm pretty sure the neighbors think we're a little odd.
Nah, but they have a great point. That's what everyone says to do, is to do some kind of physical activity just to get you out of that slump.
Yeah.
So, yes, I will pick the one that you think I'm going to pick, the Peloton ride, partly because I do love it. I feel good when I'm done, and I feel like I'm getting one over on the man when I do it in the middle of the day. Like, look
what
at me.
It's all about getting one over on the man. I love the idea. What do you think, Violetta?
You know, I think I'm going to just play to my character as well. I got to go with the midday quickie,
okay, that's
from
nice.
Amanda.
That's nice. Now, I'm going to go with one that I think kind of slipped by us, but snacking all day.
Snacking
all
day.
Because I don't think that I've ever heard anybody say that gives you energy, but hail to you if that is the case.
I love that that's the one you're willing to work with.
Yeah, I wish I was that person, actually, because I snack all day, but again, I don't think it gives me energy, but who cares?
Chicago's favorite way to wake up. Mixed Mornings, weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
We've been talking about our family doctor. He's really not like our family. He's like, you're that uncle who is a doctor at the table that we ask all the questions to, Dr. Most, and I'm very sorry for that. But we're happy to have you. Hello, Dr. Most?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
We are good. We are talking to, of course, Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital, and Northwestern Medicine, Del Norte Hospital. Welcome to 2022, because it's so drastically different than the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, Nikki, can we just put replay? And we don't even have to do these conversations, right? It's kind of sad.
It kind of feels that way sometimes. But there is some new exciting news out. So I was, my mom is like telling me all day. She's like, I got this link. I got this thing going on. I need you to help me. How do I get those at-home tests? And I'm like, Mom, don't click on random links on your phone because we're going to get a virus, aside from COVID.
Yeah, a virus about the virus.
Yeah,
right.
And so do you have more information about that, this new development in being able to get at-home tests for free?
Yeah, it's actually super easy. You know, covidtest.gov, I did it this morning just to test it to make sure. It took me all of 30 seconds to do it. And what you said is very important, Violetta, because this is an opportunity for scam artists to get out there and say, oh, you know, we'll ship them to you faster, give us your information, or tell us your Social Security number, that's how you get it. And it's simple as your name and your address, and that's it. You can put an email down if you'd like to track it. But it's going to be really interesting. I mean, I hate to be a postal worker here in the next few weeks because they're going to be inundated with delivery of these tests.
Okay, so that's what I did. Mine was a link to the USPS and delivery, but then I WIP reported on some pickup options as well. Have you heard of those?
I have not. And again, I would be very, very hesitant to go outside of the box here. Anytime you go outside of that, the opportunity for something bad to happen occurs. You know, is it faulty test? You know, at least, you know, if you go through the government website, you're going to get the test that they've recommended, that they've approved. And it's going to be, you know, delivered here at the end of January starting, which in many of our minds is a little too late, but at least we're making this effort right now.
You know, doctor, and I think let that be a lesson to everybody too. About 62% of what I say in my newscast is actually true.
No.
But I think the caveat that I like to put is, as a lot of people say about medical stuff, just do your own research.
Yeah, well, there's so much out there. And so that's why we're asking you about another one, which is the N95 masks. So these are the ones that were saved just for you guys for a majority of the time, really until now, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting, Nikki, when you talk about masking and everything that we've gone through with masking. And initially, certainly, we held N95s just for the healthcare workers because there was a shortage. And I take it back, there really wasn't a shortage. We just started using a lot more than we had previously used, which caused a shortage. And now we've caught up and supply chains have caught up. I know that word we don't like, but that there's plenty of them. But everyone has to understand that the N95 is a fitted mask. It's very tight to your face if it's fitted appropriately. That's why we wear it in the health field. For individuals to just go out and wear a loose-fitting N95, I'd say you're wasting your money. You might as well wear the paper surgical mask. It's just as effective if it's not fit tight to your face. So know that there's different sizes for N95, and that's what we do, what we call fit testing, to make sure that the individual in the healthcare setting has a tight-fitting mask, which is not comfortable. So people that are wearing N95s will say, this is pretty comfortable. It's not as tight as it should be, and it's not as working as effectively as it is designed to.
It might not be as comfortable, but it does poke out more than a regular cloth mask, so your lipstick stays intact.
You're right, Violetta. You know, they have that little pouch there kind of in front of them. Many people find them much more comfortable because of that it's not directly on their lips and on their faces tight. And usually what we say about that is that the tight seal is around the outside, not the middle, where for the paper mask, it's really right on top of your face, so that that's where the protection comes from.
So, doctor, lately, in the last couple of months especially, and I always think when politicians say things, there are motives behind them saying these things, but I've heard the narrative start to switch to, you know what, I think we're just going to have to live with this thing. Now, some people have been saying that for a long time, but I've definitely heard that narrative switch and become much more common in people on TV and the politicians, et cetera. Does the medical community feel that same way? Are we at that point yet? Do you think we're just going to have to live with this thing as opposed to eradicating it?
Yeah, I think we have probably a month and a half still of some pain. But after that, this is going to be what we call endemic. In other words, it's here, it's around, and hopefully it'll be a much milder strain because our immune systems will have tuned up to knock out the other ones. But I do think this is going to be more like a seasonal flu. And you probably heard Moderna last week or this week actually come out and say that they are already working on a flu shot Omicron or flu shot COVID shot, single shot that they will be rolling out in 23. I was kind of surprised. I thought they would have that this year, where you get one shot in the fall for your flu and COVID at the same time.
So, Dr. Most, we also have so many texts coming in from people that want to ask you questions. Do you mind if I go and ask you a couple of these?
Violetta, you know you can do that. You don't have to ask that.
Okay, thanks. I get nervous around doctors.
She's being
I
so
do.
Polite. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sweating a little. Okay, so 312 wants to know, they say they commute on a train. Many people don't wear their mask properly, and they want to know, can you get COVID through your eyes if Omicron is airborne?
Yes. So that's why you'll see that healthcare workers are all wearing face masks or shields or eyeglasses. So we certainly know that can be a portal for entry. Not as common, obviously, as through your mouth or nose, but certainly can. And that's why we wear the full protection here in the hospital setting. You know, people on the train, you would hope that they will wear their masks appropriately. And I'd say to that train rider, if you're around somebody who's not, get up and move to another car, move to a closer site that's more, or a site that people are protected.
And another one from 630. So if we get COVID, should we still be avoiding ibuprofen, or is that irrelevant? What should I be doing different with this new Omicron variant?
No, you certainly can use Tylenol, Advil, Motrin, any of the ibuprofens. That'll take down your fever. It'll help some with the aches and pains, and actually is an anti-inflammatory, which is a very good medication. So you certainly should do that. People with COVID right now with Omicron, it's treat the symptoms. Unless you are at an age where you have potential to be hospitalized or immunocompromised, and then you should be talking to your doctor about sotrovimab, which is the monoclonal antibody infusion that can protect you from being hospitalized, or outpatient remdesivir, which again can protect you. And really here in the next week or two, we should also have the Pfizer drug Paxlovid available. All of those will be given on an outpatient basis prior to hospitalization to individuals that we think may need to be hospitalized, and we now have three medications that we can use to prevent hospitalization.
Wow, that sounds great.
That is. And now that leads to the question is, so one in five Americans, I read that somewhere, that is who will be getting this. And I know in our home, we were affected, and somehow we managed, it was one out of three got it. So I guess my question to you is, what advice would you give people when this virus hits their home to try to protect the other members, you know, especially if it involves children, because that's a whole other ballgame?
Yeah, if Omicron gets in your house, unless you really quarantine that person, it is going to spread through the house, even those who are vaccinated. I would say if anybody tests positive and you have anybody that is unvaccinated in that house, someone leaves the house, whether it's the unvaccinated person goes to a hotel or goes to a friend's. But really, we know that individuals are unvaccinated, Omicron will find them. And if you have it in the home setting, you will get it. And people have to understand, people who have been vaccinated do fairly well with Omicron. They have mild to moderate symptoms. Individuals who have been unvaccinated can run the full spectrum, just like it did with Delta, asymptomatic, mildly symptomatic, all the way up to hospitalizations and on a ventilator.
I've heard quite a few of those stories, and I think a lot of people are just confused all over the place all the time, myself at the top of the list. Sometimes you do hear the stories, even though Omicron is so transmissible, that you do hear, like what Nikki said, one person in the house got it, a couple others didn't. You can't really make sense of it. Is it possible that in a lot of those cases, people have natural antibodies because they may have had COVID, had very few symptoms, or been asymptomatic and not realized it, and that's why they're not getting it?
Exactly. You hit it on the head. You know, people say, my daughter had it, but then I did not get it and no one else in the house did. I would challenge that and say, unless you tested yourself every day, chances are you did get it. You're either asymptomatic, you had initial protection and you had mild symptoms, but unless you test yourself every day, you really don't know. People that have somebody with symptoms and then other people get symptoms, classically, those are all going to be spread. But certainly there are going to be individuals in the household that could have asymptomatic cases, especially if they have natural immunity or they have immunity from the vaccine.
Fascinating.
Oh, my gosh. So the good news is, the takeaway is that we've got different treatments that are now going to be available that we can go in. And this round of this seems like it's just going to generally be much lighter as long as you are vaccinated on some level. Mm-hmm. And so that's the big takeaway, I think, from the last 2 years, which I thought we would not be talking about this anymore. But here we are.
Yeah, Nikki, I think we're kind of getting, I mean, I hate to say getting in a good place, but if you look at what's happening in New York, you know, where they got their first case on December 2nd, now they've had 11 straight days of declining new cases. That is extremely promising. We're probably not there yet. We're going to be close. I think the confusion is going to come here in a couple months or a couple weeks when all the tests or many of the tests are done at home and not reported. So we're not going to have a grasp on how, if this is growing or slowing. But certainly, if we look at what's happening in New York, we may be looking at a very nice spring.
All right, Doctor, thank you so, so much. We appreciate it, and we love you. And we are going to put out your cell number so that everyone can just call you and text you directly. Is that cool? We might have already done it.
Yeah.
Hey, Whip, you know, we'll talk about that.
Okay, that sounds great. You know what?
Let me go take that Facebook post down.
Blame Swanee. You know what? It was all Swanee's idea. He said the doctor loves it when people just call him and text him randomly. So thank you so much, Dr. Most. We appreciate it as always.
God. You got it, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Add Mixed Mornings to your feed. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Now, Finance Buzz, taking applications to be a DJ of Heartache, $1,100 to listen to 24 hours worth of sad breakup songs or your breakup songs. We want to hear yours. 312-233-1019.
All right, I think we have some people on the line. For example, how about, you know what, let's put that one on hold. Hold on. Hang on, Trish. We'll get right back to you. Erica, you're on The Mix now.
Hi, Aretha Franklin, Respect.
Yeah. Okay. Looking for a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That's it.
Yes.
Right, how about Keith? You're on The Mix.
Yeah, hi. My breakup song, my favorite breakup song, is One More Minute by Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, he was trending yesterday.
He was, right.
Yeah, I love the song because he talks about everything he would love to do rather than spend one more minute with you.
Are you okay in a tornado?
I like it, yeah. Oddly, talking about breakup songs with a breaking up phone. Todd, you're on The Mix.
Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
My breakup song is by a drag queen from RuPaul. It's Don't Wanna Love by Juju B.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
All right. I got to hear that. Is it angry? Is it an angry breakup song?
Oh, hold on, Todd. Is this still you, Todd?
That's all right. Go ahead.
Never
mind. It's probably angry.
I'm sure it's angry because we're noticing a trend here.
Right. Screaming. Yeah. Like when I break up, it's like a screaming thing.
I have a sad one for you Jane on The Mix. Jane.
Yes. If you are a fan of The Office, you know where I'm going with this. Huh. Michael Scott singing Goodbye, My Lover.
By James Blunt. Yeah, James Blunt. More known for the You're Beautiful song.
So doing comedy and sadness at the same time there. DJ of Heartache, yes.
And I'm going to go with Trish. You're speaking for a whole generation with this one. You're on The Mix.
The ultimate breakup song, Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know.
Go. All right. Well, congratulations. I think that's it. I think we're going to go with that one when we get back. Or we'll find another one. But I think we definitely have seen, we're not the sad cry your eyes out breakup group here. We're more the
belt it out. I hate you kind of stuff, you know?
So, yeah, but, and if you do get this job, by the way, again, it's Finance Buzz. You can get your February 6th. You have to listen to the Bummer playlist for 24 hours, and then you get to generate your own of the 5 stages of grief after a breakup, which our listeners definitely have the anger part covered.
Oh, no question.
We're all set there.
This is Mixed Mornings, weekdays 5:30 till 10.
Today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
There was a story here that says, when Haley Rose drives by, stunned onlookers stop dead in their tracks.
Ooh,
who's
why?
Haley Rose?
I don't know, just a person.
Oh, okay, all right.
But they're being kitschy with the headline because she drives a hearse.
Oh.
And not because, yeah, get it, they're dead in the tracks, you know.
I like that.
I don't write it. I just read it.
Do you believe, by the way, in high school there was this kid who actually owned a hearse, an old hearse, though. It was like a hearse from, it wasn't like you could mistake it for something that was operative now, but it was like an old hearse. And
like a Ghostbusters kind of hearse?
Kind of like that, yeah. That was his car in high school. It was weird. I don't know how he came across it or ran it, you know, I don't know what his deal was, but he had one.
So he would qualify for what we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
We are talking about if you've ever driven an exotic vehicle like a hearse. Now, in her defense, her car got totaled, and then she found this cheap hearse, and then realized, she works in the film film industry, she could put a bed in the back and just pull over and take a nap when she wants.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Like it.
So, it's very practical. And she said she also wanted a car that no one would, you know, people would be careful around. Like, it's not just a normal car. So if
you're not going to dent the hearse with a cart.
If, right. if they were going to hit me, they were going to feel bad about it, is what she said. So she's definitely excited to take it on a road trip because of that back. And she even has Beetlejuice bed sheets on the back of the car.
She's got a whole thing going.
She got a whole thing going. Got strobe lights, party lights. So we want to know if you have ever driven an exotic vehicle or something just a little out of the norm. And Violetta, you were saying off the air, it's not like you drove like a normal car to school.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a hearse, but I drove a 16-passenger van to school every day in high school, and it wasn't a regular 16-passenger van, which already is large and outrageous. It was wrapped with like my parents' Taste of Romania sponsorship all over it, so it was like free grape juice, pig roast on a spit, lamb, like, and so everybody would just be like, where's the free grape juice? Do you have it in the back?
Right.
Like, no. But it was fun, and I had to take up a couple of parking spots with it. And the phone number was on the back. So anytime I was doing anything, like my dad would get a couple calls. He's like, where are you? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to scratch off one of those numbers. I don't need you following me around town.
True, man. Your friends could mess with you all day.
I know. It was annoying.
And they always knew, you know, when you were in school.
I stuck out for sure with that van.
Yep.
But when we couldn't find the party, we made the party.
Did you ever forget that you were driving that? You're wondering why people are like looking at you or waving or looking at your vehicle? Yeah. I feel like when I would drive the radio station van, at some point in my life, I would have that experience. You kind of forget that you're in this distinctive thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are people looking? Why are people?
Why are they honking and giving me a thumbs up?
Why are they flipping me off?
Oh, man. I get that reaction more.
I thought it was a thumbs up. I was totally wrong. Okay. So, yes, have you driven an exotic vehicle, whether it be a hearse or a radio station van or a 16-person van with a phone number and free juice boxes advertised on the side? We want to hear about it. 312-233-1019. The exotic vehicle you have driven.
Swanee says he drove a dune buggy.
A dune buggy?
Was that road ready? Oh,
you like Mad Max? Like, is that what he has? He has long hair.
Streets of the western suburbs and Swanee rocking some Journey on a dune buggy back in the day. All right, Cindy, you're on the mix.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what did you drive?
I drove a 32-foot bookmobile for 15 years.
A bookmobile?
Bookmobile.
What is a bookmobile?
A bookmobile is from the public library, and you go out to neighborhood stops and preschools and...
Like an ice cream truck for books.
Yes.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, that is amazing.
If you would have watched that actually make sense to Violetta, it was like you actually saw the light bulb of reading a book go off above her head. She was so excited. That is awesome. Yeah. And that's a good thing to do, too.
They still have the bookmobile, I believe. Now, do the kids enter the bookmobile enthusiastically and say, like, let me at them. I want to read.
They come on and they are full of energy. They are full of ideas. They're enthusiastic. It's awesome.
That is really great. Thank you so much for calling us.
The Dover Nuggets. There's only a few leftover nuggets the night wants to chew.
All right, they were behind the cottage cheese.
Oh.
I found them. I found the nuggets. Actually, they were behind the White Castles because that's how we're going to start it.
Nice.
So, you know, every Valentine's Day, they do that wonderful thing where they put like the roses on the table and you reserve a table.
Yeah.
Not this year.
No.
No.
No Valentine's Day at the White Castle?
No Valentine's Day at the White Castle.
Oh,
that
it's
is
ruined.
That is the bummer. But they have another option, which could be very cool. It's called the Love Cube.
Oh.
It's going to be available only on February 14th. It includes 8 sliders with cheese, 2 small soft drinks, and 2 shareable sides for $14.99. You can place their order in-store for takeout or order for delivery. And they even have a new dessert they're doing as well to go along and make it extra romantic. It's the new strawberry swirl cheesecake. Got cheeseberry filling, chocolate cookie crust served on a stick like all other White Castle desserts, because nothing says romance like dessert on a stick. And if you see the box it comes from in, you know how the Crave case is like a flat, this is, it legit is a cube.
Oh, wow.
And it's
I thought that was something else.
I'm just going to, I got to walk away from this. Violetta's got a bad mind. All right.
You know, so do they still have like last meal? Because if I were like going, I don't think they do the electric chair anymore, but let's say that I were going there.
Yeah.
I think a Crave case might be my last meal.
You know, we actually, I got it for delivery on Friday. I was that lazy.
Okay.
I got the White Castle Crave case delivered when family from out of state was in town. I'm like, here, let me introduce you to this Illinois thing called White Castle.
And then they're like, we're moving here. Never going back. Oh, is it me? All right, here we go. Hey, guess what? So if you want to buy a house in Missouri, you may end up with a Ferris wheel to go along with it.
What?
According to this, Flint Hill, Missouri home, a Flint Hill, Missouri home, was sold for, wait a minute, it was listed for $20 million, really? The 20,000 square foot home has a sports and event venue, a bowling alley, a theater, a video game arcade, a water park with multiple slides,
what?
A lazy river, and its own Ferris wheel. And to tell you the truth, after I actually read the whole thing, I think $20 million seems about fair.
Yeah. That does. You know what's not fair? Being too beautiful. A Daily Mail, Daily Mail has a new article out that says a 27-year-old Playboy model, Elizabeth Marie, can't find a boyfriend because she is too beautiful.
Have we heard this tale before, this tale of woe?
I know. She claims that her good looks have ruined her love life because her beauty scares and intimidates men. Elizabeth says that she's been on dates where men weren't even able to speak to her.
Oh, it's not her personality at all. No, it's just those looks, man.
She also has, but it doesn't stop there, her troubles. She also has trouble maintaining friendships with females because women believe she is trying to steal their boyfriends all the time. Elizabeth says, I know I wear a bikini online, but that's my job. Most guys can't see past that. I'm actually very sweet and loving, and if they gave me the time to get to know me, they would realize that.
I think I really don't want to be her friend ever. I got a very clear picture of Violetta. Thank you.
I looked her up, and her pictures are very clear.
Trending on Twitter.
All right, let's do it. In at number three, Machine Gun Kelly says Megan Fox's engagement ring was designed to hurt if it is taken off. So, the fans are getting weirder. Can it get weirder than they celebrated their engagement and drinking each other's blood?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they might have.
Yeah. So, the bands are actually thorns. So, I guess the devil is in the details because Machine Gun Kelly says if she tries to take it off, it's going to hurt a lot. And love is pain, he continues. So, I mean, that's a good reminder to keep your ring on.
My husband, every once in a while, will say, I just want off this rock, you know? And right there, that's when I say, I'm going to blast off into space. Yeah. I don't even know where I fit it anymore.
Got any room in there?
love is pain, guys. Coming in at number two, Avatar 2 and Aquaman 2 both are set to be released on December 16, 2022.
Okay, Jason Momoa just brought me back.
Yep, it is going to be a big day. Many are hoping that Aquaman 2 is as good as the original. I personally didn't know the first one was that good in general. But we all know that Avatar was really, really good. The original came out in 2009, and it was the highest grossing film of all time for almost 10 years. Endgame in 2019 ended up beating
That's right.
But then Avatar released in like Chinese theaters to get that crown again. So Avatar 2 is going to be the talk of the town. Like this movie, everybody's been like, when is it coming out? When is it coming out? We finally have a date. So that is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. In at number one, the fashion icon and former Vogue editor, Andre Leon Talley.
I believe so. Yeah.
I hope I'm saying it correctly. Yes. I don't know if there's an emphasis. There's like apostrophes on some of that. But he has unfortunately passed away at 73 years old. Many are remembering him and honoring his life. He reportedly did pass away from COVID-19 complications. Talley was a pioneer in fashion and in the entire industry. So a lot of people from around the world are coming out today.
Yeah, you would see him in fashion shows, and he kind of wore, like, capes. He wore, like, a lot of capes, cloaky kind of, you know.
He was also an top model.
That's right, yeah.
I remember, that's where I first was introduced to him, like, being on the panel for top model.
Or even just cameos and things. Mm-hmm. And you're like, who's that guy? Oh, I know that guy. He's a fashion guy.
It looks actually like he's wearing a blanket in some of the pictures.
Yeah, no, and a lot of them, capes. He was known for the kind of that, he had a signature look, for sure.
He had a big personality, and we remember him today. That's trending on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to the Mixed Mornings podcast.
Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment
of Mixed Mornings on 101.9 The Mix, Chicago.